Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Tracks. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, Law and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio, Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Ready.
Entertainment
with your host.
Rich money. Don't keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me, follow me, yeah, follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Tech. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace.
Keep it locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip, wash and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. Shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip, wash and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, dons and divas. Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Law and Entertainment. I'm one of your hosts, Storm. Rich Money will not be joining us this evening. I will be conducting an interview by myself this evening. And I will be interviewing Deshawn, the Magic Man. Yes, you heard me right. Yes. Deshawn, the Magic Man. I'll be interviewing him this evening. He is a magician. Just pretty much going to open up the show, chop it up a little bit, and then just remember the phone lines are always open. The number to call, 319-527-6761. You do have to press the 1 button to be able to go on the air. Before we do start the show off this evening, you know, I do want to, you know, just send, you know, our condolences to, you know, a couple of Rich Money's family members. He's attending a funeral tonight, so that's why he's not here. But just so you know, he would not have missed this show. But, you know, he did have to go for family this evening. So, but don't worry, I got you covered. I got you covered. So happy Friday, everyone. GQ Palace Love Entertainment is here every Friday at 7 p.m. We start. The phone number, once again, is 319-527-6761. Our Friday show is pretty much just set up to interview anyone that's looking to promote what they're doing. You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's the fact that it's you're doing what you love to do and it's your passion, and we support you with it. There is no judgment here whatsoever. You like it. We love it. We're here to support you. We don't just interview pioneers, producers, authors, promoters, comedians. We introduce any and everyone, models, actors, musicians, you name it. We are here. We get the job done. So happy Friday. Rest in peace to Jackie O, Jackie O's kids, family. Just want to just take a quick second and just talk about us, ladies. You know, in this world that we live in, you know, we, and I say we as a whole, including myself into the circle, because it's a unit. And we just have to remember that we are who we are, you know. And sometimes we want that BBL done. We want to be able to get that surgery, that nip tuck. You know, we want to be able to have it done. But sometimes it's just not for us, guys, you know. And I'm sure no one would have ever thought in a million years that half of the people that go in for this BBL in Miami and all these other places, you know, would not come home. We're losing people. We're losing sisters, women. We're losing you guys because you guys are going to get this surgery done and we don't know how it's going to react on your body. So I say that to say this. Your girl Storm would love to lose a little bit in the waist section. But I'm going to tell you, if it means me being here with my family, I will keep it and I will work hard and I will do what needs to be done. Because now, her three babies, it's just so sad. You know, it's so, and people never really understand, you know, why people want to lose weight or, you know, why they want to have a certain nip tuck done. You don't know why people want what they want, but honestly, they want it, you know. They figure they want it, they could pay for it, they can get it done, and this is what they want. So I say that to say, love who you are from within and out, inside and out, from the bumps to the pimples to the rolls, you name it. We have to learn to embrace and uplift one another and encourage one another. We go out to eat or something. My new thing, I say, okay, we're going to go out to eat. When soon as my girlfriend says, oh, I'm fat, I'm like, listen, we can put the food down, put it down, get outside, we'll walk around, or we're going to sit right here and enjoy this meal and enjoy ourselves. You have to make a conscious decision. It's easy to put the weight on, especially when you have babies after babies after babies. It's easy to put it on, but it's so hard to lose it. So, ladies, please, and to our husbands, our boyfriends, you name it, whoever you are to someone special, take a little bit of an extra second and tell them how beautiful they are, you know? Show them the statistics. You know, the stats on people having these surgeries and not coming home and leaving these babies behind. There's who say they're able to do the surgery, but then they're putting different things in your body that's not legal. You don't know who they are, you know. You just know it's a good deal. So I say that to say we are definitely praying for everyone involved. We're praying on everyone involved, and we just pray that as people come together and comfort and uplift one another, don't be judgmental. Don't be judgmental. You know, don't be sitting there 5'2", shaking your head, complaining like you don't understand what the situation is. Don't be judgmental. Have an open heart and an open mind when you offer support to people, just in general. So what I'm going to do is about 7-Eleven, like the store. I'm actually going to go to a song. I'm going to give Deshaun the Magic Man some time to call in. Just remember, guys, you have to press the 1 button to be able to go on the air. You have to press the 1 button, and I'm sure he's here. I'm sure he's here. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a second. Like I said, we're going to go to a song. I'm going to go to the callers and see who we got, and then I'm pretty sure one of them is him. We're going to come back on the air. We're going to conduct our interview. We're going to play another song. You know, we're just going to chop it up on this Friday evening. It was a beautiful day, guys, a beautiful day. But guess what? Still got to work, get the job done. Still got to get it going. So with that being said, we're going to go to a song. Just hang tight. Be right back.
Bad in any scenes, all these in my baggy jeans, my attitude, I ain't mad at you, my Clyde. everywhere with my hands on the side. Do it mean real low when I ride? That's why my mind they like my walk. My accent from New York, my way of thinking is slightly off. They like the way he flaws. You're blocking the bike, you come back in a Porsche. But of course, for most of all, they like my honesty, integrity, my loyalty. Young Hov in the letter B. How you like that, huh?
That's how you like it, huh?
All right, welcome back, guys. Welcome back. Real quick, that was Beyonce and Jay-Z. That's how you like it. Wow. Okay, okay. Shout out to Blue Ivy. She's doing her thing up on the stage. You know, of course, you know, people will pass judgment and they'll say what they want. But I said the other night that it takes a very special person to be able to get on stage in front of all those people and be able to perform. It takes a very very talented person to be able to do that. Because me, I'm going to get up there and I'm probably going to have my glasses on. I'm not going to be able to focus and get my thoughts together because that's a skill, you know, and I could do a two-step. Now, I can't get up there and do all them dance moves that she did in front of everybody. And yeah, I'm just, yeah, I'm sure I could do something, you know, like I said, a two-step, but I definitely would be very nervous to get up there and perform, especially on stage with Beyonce, of all people, you know. I would definitely be so nervous to be able to do that. So shout out to her. Blue Ivy, keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay focused. And you got it. You know, sometimes people, you know, fans want you to live in the shadow of your parents and be able to dance like Beyonce and stuff like that. But reality is Blue Ivy. You know, she's a product of Jay-Z and Beyonce, yes. But that doesn't mean she's going to dance like her and move like her. You know, that doesn't mean that. So as she branched out into her own person, you know, shout out to her, you know, because that's a very big shoe, you know, to fill. So with that being said, real quick, guys, the phone lines are open. Like I said, it's 319-527-6761. And I do have our special guest this evening holding. Just bear with me. Like I said, Rich Money is not here. And, you know, he's definitely one that's always on the ones and twos. And, you know, he knows the studio like the back of his hand. So I'm definitely, I'm working everything today, though. Shout out to me. Yeah, shout out to me. So I'm going to bring Deshaun, the magic man, on. Just bear with me 1 second here. I want to bring him on, but I definitely want to give him a nice, warm welcome. So just bear with me 1 second, guys. Real quick, as I get everything together. Let's see. Bear with me. Sorry, guys. All right, so you know what? I'm just going to keep on going. Welcome to the show, Deshaun the Magic Man, on GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, with your host, Storm. Deshaun, you in the building?
Yes, I am.
Good evening. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Blessed this evening. Very blessed. Excited. Happy to be on with you this evening. Very happy. So we're just going to pretty much just open up the show with Deshaun the Magic Man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is his name. Yes, you heard it here on GQ Palace Radio. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Deshaun Green, and I live in Manchester, New Hampshire, and I actually am a member of the Academy of the Magical Arts in Hollywood, California at the Magic Castle, which is the Harvard of Magic. I just got accepted this April, so I'm very excited. I've been studying. Thank you. I've performed for Red Sox Hall of Fame player Curt Schilling. I've performed in Times Square. I've just performed all over. So I love performing in the New Hampshire area. I've gone as far as to Connecticut and some other places to perform.
Nice. And how did you get started?
So I actually started studying magic and psychology when I was 8 years old. And the story was that my father was in prison. And so I went to go visit him when I was 8 years old, and he showed me two magic tricks. He wasn't a magician, but I figure that, you know, everyone in prison, they have so much time on their hands, so they all know of trick or two. And so he showed me a coin trick and a card trick that sparked my career. I've been doing it for over a decade now, ever since.
Wow. And where do you see yourself going with it? Like, what would be like a 5-year plan for you?
So I want to be internationally known for my love of magic. Right now, I'm just a local celebrity in my city in the New Hampshire area. But I would like to move that more international, do shows on cruises and all around the world.
Nice. We got to bring you to New York. We have to bring you to New York.
I would love
that. And we're in Long Island. Yeah, we got to bring you out there. Just start showcasing, you know, your talent, you know, all over. I'm like super excited.
I absolutely love New York.
You do? Good. Okay.
I do. I just visited there recently. To go visit so you guys actually have the oldest magic shop in the entire USA. It's called Tannen's Magic Shop in New York City. It's in New York, and I visited there just this April, and it was amazing. I bought some things, and so I'd say I'm a huge nerd when it comes to magic, but yeah.
Okay. So one of my questions would be, without giving your secrets, of course, how do you pick, like, what you're going to do? Like, is it something where you just go, it just comes to you when you're in front of people, or is it something that you have to practice in advance? How does that work?
Oh, so it's so funny. So I'll give you the answer that I give most people when they ask, how do you do that? And I say, years of practice and sleep deprivation. I think I only get about maybe 2 to 3 hours of sleep every day because I'm just filling in all my time practicing and studying magic. But if somebody asked me to, one of my magician's friends just asked me this question, you know, what is the first trick that you do when someone says, hey, can I see a magic trick? And I do some vanishes. I do, you know, I always have a coin on me. I always have cards on me. I actually pack cards and coins in all my outfits just in case I run out the door and I forget to put them in my pocket. They're already done in all my outfits. So what I do is I'll do a simple card trick where I'll take a card that you chose. I'll put it in the middle of the deck and snap my fingers, and it'll jump straight to the top of the deck. Or I will take a coin and just completely vanish it, showing both my hands empty, and then make it appear on your shoulder, in your pocket, back in my hand, wherever I want the coin to go.
Wow, you got skills. You got skills. Wow. And would you say that this is something that you would like to do full time?
Absolutely. Actually, I do it full time. I am a full time magician. I used to work at this place called Waypoint part time, which would help homeless and runaway youth, because I also was a runaway and homeless youth at a very young age. So I like to give back to the community, and I also like to teach the homeless population magic tricks, especially if they want to get like some food out in the street and stuff like that. That's how I started. Mm-hmm. I did magic tricks on the street. I got a little bit of money, and I was able to buy food and things like that. So I learned that I could turn it into a business. So now I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But before then, I had to learn out in the streets that that's how it worked.
Wow. Wow. Such wisdom, though. You have such wisdom.
Thank you.
The way you're delivering the interview is just, I'm sitting here in awe of, like, wow, you know, to know where you started versus where you are now and where you want to go, you know, where your plan is and what's going to happen, you know, the fact that you're so focused and so humble. What would you say to someone who is trying to be a magician?
I would say definitely study. And you want to start out with, you know, some small YouTube things. And here's how it's going to start out, because it starts out this way for every young magician in this day and age. You're going to start watching the videos. You're going to start picking your favorite type of magician. And then you're going to start copying them. And you're going to become that person. So you're not going to be your own magician. You're going to be whatever magician you're watching. So you're going to turn into David Blaine or David Copperfield. And then what you want to do is you want to slowly move away from that, because that's not your identity. So there's two parts to being a magician. You have to learn the tricks, and then you have to learn the acting piece. It's 50% acting and 50% magic. So you have to learn what your character is. You have to figure out what would your character say? How would your character react under certain things? So you have to go through an entire character. Like, do you want your character to be mysterious? Do you want them to be kind of mean? Do you want them to be a trickster or a cartoon character or Disney character, you know? And then one thing I'd have to mention is that a lot of people think that the magic is the tricks. It's actually not. Magic is very real. And what magic is the experiences that we have with one another. So when you're a magician, you're actually creating this magical experience between one or more people. And that right there is the magic. So the tricks they're helpful in creating that magical space, but you also have to have the personality, and you really have to understand your audience and understand that you're here to deliver an experience. You're not just here to be a trickster. You're also here to teach people that, you know, anything's possible. So whatever doubts that they had in their head about themselves can be alleviated because they just saw something absolutely impossible right in front of their very own eyes. So now whatever they thought was impossible becomes possible, and I think that's what our job is.
Right, okay. So for those people who would say to you, you know, because you get the critics all the time, you know, when you get those critics, it's not real, you know, like this isn't real, what would you say to someone like that?
So what I always say to them, it depends on how they're doing it, because there are people who are, you know, who really, like, they don't like that they don't know how the trick works because it messes with their reality, which is totally fine because it does. It messes with reality. But there are people who think it's like a challenge of intelligence, and they're really mean about it.
Okay.
So what I usually do is I turn it into a game. And I turn it into a game that's designed for them to enjoy themselves and enjoy losing, because that's how they view it. They view it as losing and not being astounded. So I try to make sure that all of my audience, no matter what kind of audience they are, they enjoy the trick. So sometimes I have to tailor the trick to an actual specific person instead of the audience. Because I'll do a trick for the audience, and then one or two people will be skeptical, and they won't make it fun, and then I'll tailor the magic trick to just those two and make sure that everyone enjoys it, including those two people. So I usually don't run away with an unhappy audience.
Nice. And have you ever faced, like, the negative, though? You know, like, we can, you know, some of us have a gift, so we can make a bad situation, you know, a wonderful situation, you know, and some people have, you know, experience where it, once it goes bad, it's just bad, you know. Are you one of those people that could definitely make a bad situation good, were faced up against the wall with a negative critic. Have you experienced that? And if so, what did you do?
I try to have fun. What I do is I try my hardest to assess the situation. And also, it is our responsibility as magicians to really think about it. What are we doing? We're going into people's space. We're going into their reality. Mm-hmm. And we're totally throwing it out the window. I mean, that's not really comfortable for everybody. And so you have to understand that sometimes, you know, you may go up to someone who is totally science-driven, and that's their Bible, that's their God. And then you go up to them and you show them something that's against their laws, their rules, and everything, and you could very well ruin, you know, what they have. So you just have to deliver it a certain way. You have to be very cautious. You have to be very – it's a responsibility. So when you're a magician, you're not just doing tricks. You're not out there, you know, doing tomfoolery. Some people think that that's what it is. It's really not. You have a responsibility because you have an ability – to manipulate reality, and that is your job.
So what's the best part of being a magician, would you say?
Oh, the best part is the audience, honestly. The audience, you guys are what actually makes me do what I do. So when I first started out, I wasn't getting much support from my family, but it was the audience that kept me going. And just to see them scream or faint or, you know, I've had people completely just throw themselves away from me and scream and run away. And I think that's amazing because it shows you that you're doing the right thing. Some people get really afraid of you, and that's okay too, because they're like, whoa, you're not human or you're not holy. I get that a lot. So, but that also, it's not, I don't take it as an insult. I take it as, okay, well, my job was done correctly. If you think this way about me.
Right. You're gifted. You know, you have a gift, and it sounds like you're definitely living in that gift. You know, you're living in that gift and showing people all around exactly what that gift is and how to have an open mind about it, though, you know, making a non-believer a believer, you know. So what is one thing that you would say to people who are listening right now, you know, people who are new to you? What separates you from another magician?
Well, I'd have to say how I got started, because I can't really say I've heard any other magician with that same story. And I do think the reason why that is because David Blaine, this is a David Blaine quote, he said that you don't get into magic, magic gets into you. And I think that this profession, it actually does choose you. I really do think that, because the way that magicians get chosen for this job is the weirdest thing ever. I mean, Shin Lim, America's Got Talent, Shin Lim, he got carpal tunnel. And in the hospital, he's trying to rehabilitate his hands, and he turns into magic. I mean, who goes from being a pianist, carpal tunnel, and then all of a sudden start picking up magic and then become this huge magician? You know, I don't think that happens unless magic decides it happens.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I definitely don't think so either.
You know, and who goes?
But
yeah, and who goes to see their father at 8 years old in prison, and that's what he learns. You know, his first interaction with his father is two magic tricks that sparks his entire career. You know, at almost 20 years old. So it's nuts. You know.
Yeah, that's truly one of a kind.
But
that's
another
one of a kind.
Thank you. And one thing that people should definitely know about me is I take my job very seriously, and it's my specific business. I say it's magic for any occasion, and when I say that, I mean any occasion. I've been hired to do events at restaurants, and one of the events was, she hired me 3 months in advance. It was a Harry Potter event. Now, I've never seen a Harry Potter movie in my life, so I studied for 3 months straight. I'm talking no sleep, just studying. I studied the world. I studied the accents. I studied the choreography. Mm-hmm. So you can't just cast a spell with a wand. There's a specific flick mm-hmm. of the wrist you have to do with each spell. So I learned that choreograph.
Wow.
I learned how to hold my wand. I knew what kind of character I wanted to play. I knew all mm-hmm. about their economic state. And this is a world that doesn't exist. But I know everything there is to know about this world, down to their economic state, down to what they use for money, so that when I got there, mm-hmm. the fans of Harry Potter, they couldn't tell that they were in a restaurant. They thought they were in the school,
right.
and they were learning magic. And the magic that I was doing for them, they actually were doing it themselves. So I actually wasn't mm-hmm. doing any of the magic. They had their own wands, and I was just facilitating it. So there's a
mm-hmm.
spell that's called Petrificus Totalis, and that is to
mm-hmm.
Petrify to stiffen your opponent, right, to mm-hmm. paralyze them. So I had a rope,
all right.
and what I did was the rope was regular, and then when they said Petrificus Totalis, the rope stiffened, and it became hard. And so they were able to actually cast spells, and they actually worked, so it was fun.
Wow. Yeah, I think I would have been like, oh, my God. I probably would have been one of those people that's like, oh, my God, yelling around, like, we're just yelling and running and, you know, just definitely being like, wow, like, who would have thought, like, when you see it on TV, you know, sometimes you're like, wow, how did they do that? Like, wow, you know, and then to see it in real life, I think I would have been, like, in awe, too. Now, have you had anyone that, like passed out, or what's your biggest reaction that you had?
Oh, my goodness. My biggest reactions are I call it jumping, like their souls jumping out of their body or them jumping out of their shoes, because they do a jump.
Uh-huh.
That's so high. Like and it's so funny because I don't think that they could jump that high doing anything else, not even playing basketball.
Right.
But when they see magic,
okay.
they just jump back at such a high. At first it used to freak me out, but now I'm just like, I'm used to their levitation. So it's really,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they usually jump really far, or they run the fastest they've ever run in their life. I've had people cry. I've had people be disgusted.
Wow.
I've had people be so afraid they'll call me names in other languages. I've been called a witch, a demon, the devil, you know. And again, I don't take any of this
mm-hmm.
negative, because I think that these are compliments to my skill. Reason why that is because I'm so good at it that they're saying the only way that it's possible is through, you know, dark powers or witchcraft or stuff, which
mm-hmm.
is not at all what I do, but I can't also tell
right.
them what I do. So that's just
Gotcha. So real quick, ladies and gentlemen, just remember the phone lines are open. You do have to press the 1 button to be able to go on the air. The number to call is 319-527-6761. And you do have to press 1 to go on the air to give a shout out, ask questions, you know, or just continue to listen to the show, because I'm in awe. Like, I can't wait to see the Magic Man, like, up close, personal. I remember, if I'm not mistaken, at a family reunion, didn't you do a little bit of magic?
I did.
At one of the Archibald's family reunion? I'm pretty sure, right?
I did. Actually, the most recent one, I believe, yes.
I thought so. Okay. See, I thought so. So, of course, hopefully you guys are going to be coming back and definitely going to do more, but we definitely have to work more to get you more exposure just all around, you know, to showcase the talent. Now, have you ever been on TV at all?
So I have. I was on WMUR,
mm-hmm.
and I think this would be the third time I've been on the radio as well. And what was I going to say? Yeah, so the only time I was on TV was on WMUR, and they were highlighting me because I used to live at a children's home called the Webster House, and they were doing
mm-hmm.
a story on me about how I got into magic and how Webster House was supporting it, so it was really cool,
mm-hmm.
and they got some highlights of me doing magic. So
Nice. Now, what is there anything that you want the listeners to know about you and about the magic that you do that we have not covered?
Yes. So I absolutely love magic. It's a very huge passion of mine. That's all I ever talk about. One thing about me that I think not many people know is that, one thing is the studying piece. And also the part where I'm just human, a lot of people, so I try to do a lot of work to try to convey that on social media, and I also have my own YouTube mm-hmm. channel that kind of goes into who mm-hmm. I am as a person, because I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to walk around the city and people be like, oh, you know, oh my gosh, he's the magic man, and they don't want to talk to me because they feel, you know, they feel like they're, I don't know, scared or intimidated. So I just mm-hmm. want people to know that it is just a job, you know. It was just like anything, just like an actor, a police officer, a lawyer, a nurse. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, a job that I really love doing. And the hype that I've gotten from it is a great bonus. But at the end of the day, I am a person. So please come up and talk to me because I love talking to people and I love meeting new people. So definitely come up and talk to me. And another thing, too, is that the magic community, one thing I forgot to mention that I love about being in the magic community is that there actually is a magic community. And it's so cool because it's right under everyone's noses and you wouldn't even know.
Wow.
There are things that exist that mm-hmm. you're not privy to unless you're in the magic world. So they're like magic speakeasies, and they're like, you know, you could go into a restaurant and you say a certain mm-hmm. word to a waitress or whatever, and the whole dining experience will change for you. So there are
wow.
like little secret societies, yeah, of magicians, just
mm-hmm.
literally just right under our noses. So it's really cool.
And what's your What's your YouTube information?
So my YouTube, all my information is under the same name. So it's MagicMan1776, and that's all together. So mm-hmm. it's MagicMan1776. That's my TikTok, my Instagram, all of it.
Now, how do you like TikTok? I mean, it's so popular now, but how do you like it? Do you feel like you're able on your TikTok, you're able to do your magic on that page, or is it more like a networking tool for you?
Mm-hmm. For me, honestly, I know that I'm only 20 years old, but I am very old school. So I had to hire a
definitely.
Social media manager because I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. My friends make fun of me all the time. They call me the dad of the group because I just don't get it. But I start to learn. I do like the TikTok because a lot of people are on there, and I like to I love to do magic for the younger group. So if I'm looking for networking, I usually go on Facebook and stuff like that for, like, you know, actual jobs
mm-hmm.
and gigs. But I go on
mm-hmm.
TikTok because that's where the young ones are, and I want them
right.
to, you know, see someone that's around the same age as them doing what they love, and I want to inspire them. So that's what TikTok is for me, is to get at the younger crowd.
Right.
And then, you
mm-hmm.
know, to get at the adults, it's more of the adult, you know, audience.
The Facebook, Instagram, stuff like that. Yeah, that's why I asked about TikTok, because
yeah.
a lot of kids have TikTok, the younger, I won't even say kids, I would just say younger generation, you know, because, like, even from
yeah.
talking to you, it's like you have this old soul, you know, where it's like you're very knowledgeable, you know, about everything, you know. So being able to have that knowledge and be able to share it amongst your peers, you know, as well as older adults, that's a blessing by itself, because that puts you in a, you could be put in a room anywhere and be able to stand alone and hold your own, you know, whether you're having a conversation or whether you're doing magic, you know, you have that gift, you know, you have that gift and that talent, and not a lot of people can do that. Now, do you believe that, are you the type of person where you have to have glasses on when you do your magic, or, like, can you just get up on the stage and you could do it in front of everybody?
Oh, I could do it in front of everybody. I'm actually supposed to be wearing glasses, but I never do. but, no, I could definitely do it in front of everyone. a lot of people ask me to do stage magic, and I'm starting to do, you know, I'm starting to look into doing more stage magic, but I like the up close and personal stuff, which is called street magic. And the reason why I like that more, and that's my main style of performing, is because imagine if I'm on stage, right, and you're about 6 feet away from me, and I grab this coin and I make it vanish and I make it appear. It's, oh my goodness, that is, it's amazing. But imagine if I do it just 2 centimeters from you, and it's, and no sleeves are up and everything, and I just take a coin and I blow on it and open my hands and it's gone. What, you're going to lose your mind, right? Because every chance to catch me, right? You had every chance to catch me. You were so close to me. It's only a 360 angle. There is nothing between us, and you still have no idea what just happened. That is so much more powerful, I think.
Definitely. Now, do you were you affected by the pandemic with your career, or
I was.
Did it give you like a chance? Go ahead.
It hit me pretty bad. I mean, it hit everybody pretty bad. And so my thing was, I'm supposed to be up close and personal is what I always did. And during COVID, obviously, that's not the case. I couldn't have people touch. I couldn't have people even touch my props, like my coins or my cards or anything like that. So during COVID, and I was also not in, you know, I was in high school at the time, but I wasn't in high school. So that's how I was practicing all the time. So what I did was, like everybody else, you know, some people study painting, some people got into guitar. Me, I got into more magic, but I got into mind reading and mentalism. And so you can be 6, 10, 15 feet away from someone and read their mind, you know what I mean? Or put something into their mind, because mentalism is about reading someone's mind, plucking a thought out of their mind, or putting a thought into somebody's mind. And so I studied that like a mad scientist or a mad magician, I guess. And I was in there for hours. I was in my room for hours, for hours, for hours, studying politicians, studying, just learning how to read people, learning how, when people lie, what do they look like? When they're sad and they're trying to hide it, what do they look like? And then so now I could, from a distance, I could look at you, tell if you're having a bad day, and tell you why you're having a bad day in detail. So it was really cool to actually have those abilities. And then I started using them in my shows when I got back to high school, because, again, we were all supposed to be 6 feet away. And I also had, like, one or two shows during COVID over the phone. But they were all sleight of hand. And to be honest with you, it was very lazy of me because in the magic community we call the screen. Whatever happens in the screen happens. Whatever happens off screen doesn't exist. So there was a lot of dropping and throwing and but of course, it was still, it looked elegant. It was still beautiful. I still did it very professionally, but, you know, there wasn't much effort in it because all I was doing was dropping things off screen. And you couldn't tell because of, you know, I've been doing it for years, doing magic, but never that lazy. So I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. When I come back, because the world's going to come back eventually, am I going to be dropping stuff off screen? No, because I'm going to be doing it in person. So what do I do? So I studied mind reading.
Nice. Hold that thought real quick. There is a caller. I'm going to bring the caller on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening and greetings.
I want to thank you all for having me.
My name is Ronnie Jones. I'll go by the name of Betrayed Innocence. I do music and love it. I do a lot of works that are positive now and for the children. And in the past, I've actually taught my son and his friends, as well as children around my neighborhood, on how to run a studio, record, make beats, and do productions. So if you ever need my assistance, I'll be more than welcome to help you in any way I can. And shouts out to Pastor Don Green, Jr.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll definitely take down your number. We'll be in contact. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah. So what happens is just so we're all on the same page, we have a musician on the air, the Magic Man. Deshaun, the Magic Man, is on the air. And this is his his interview time is from 7 to 8. So that's what we're doing right now. The caller that just called, we'll definitely be in contact with you. If you have any information, you can send over to GEEQUE002@gmail.com. Attention, Rich Money and Storm, and we'll definitely get back in contact with you. The number, the email again, I'm sorry, is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. You can send your information there, and myself or Rich Money will get in contact with you. But Deshaun, to bring it back real quick, and you guys have to press the one button to go on. You can give your shout out, you know, you can give your plug. We'll definitely make sure you, you know, just take a quick second and show some love to the special guest that we have on this evening, which is Deshaun the Magic Man, who is definitely very talented, and he's explaining everything that he's doing, and it is wonderful. So this is definitely, he's not playing. He's not playing, y'all. He is focused, he's determined, and he's definitely on his grind. You know, and here at GQ Palace, we definitely want to make sure that anything that we can do to help get some more exposure, some more interviews, and so on, we definitely do our part, because it's about uplifting one another, supporting one another, and just being able to network with each other. So I just want to bring it back to you real quick. It's about 7:50. I know I did ask the question, but I just want to just go over it one more time so you have a chance to give all of your social media, any phone number you might want people to contact, if you have an agent that you're working with, that if someone's interested in booking you, who they'd have to, you know, share, if you want to give any shout-outs, this is your time to do that for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can contact me at 603-948-8744. And all, you can find me under these social media names, MagicMan1776. And if you forget any of these, you can just Google my name, D-A-S-E-A-N, Deshaun Green with the E at the end. So G-R-E-E-N-E. You Google that and everything you need to know about me will pop up.
Nice.
And, yeah, my TikTok is that as well. And this will actually make you guys hopefully remember it, the 1776. So a lot of people think that that is I chose that because this is the year that, you know, America was founded. But that's actually not the reason why it's 1776. Mm-hmm. So in high school, you know, sometimes we all grew up with rumors about us in high school. My rumor about me was that I was in the Illuminati because of all the magic stuff. They always had rumors that I was, you know, they're spiritual and the Illuminati and in sort of some secret organization. And the Illuminati was actually founded in 1776. So that's a little nod to my high school rumor. I threw that in there to kind of, you know, I do a lot of that Easter egg type of stuff on all of my work, all my social media. I even did the Jay-Z covering one eye because Jay-Z was also accused of being in the Illuminati. So when I take my pictures, I cover one eye as well. So I just do a lot of fun stuff for my fans, because it's all about them. And I actually, I call the people who support me and the people who are my fans, I call them royals, because I am like a court jester, just a modern day version of an entertainer. So the people who could afford that back in the medieval day, they were only royalty. And so everyone that I perform for, I want everybody to feel like they're also royalty. So I call them royals.
Oh, I like that.
But that, yes, yeah, so a lot of everything that I do, it surrounds, you know, it surrounds my audience. You know, I do a lot of it for them.
Nice. Nice. I like that. Okay. So you've given all your information.
You.
Was there anyone you want to give shout-outs to?
Yes. I would love to give give a shout out to my social media manager. Her name's Heidi. You can find her on my Facebook and my Instagram. She just became a part of the team. So I have a team that makes me Magic Man. Photographer in action, I call it. So when I'm out there doing street magic like David Blaine, she's on her feet and getting all the angles. Her name is Ariana Norman. I have my sister, who is my cosmetologist, who takes care of pretty much how I look, and especially doing my nails, because a lot of people watch my hands when I'm doing magic, so I have to make sure that my hands are on fleek or whatever. Her name is Imani. So, yeah, and my mom, who's supportive now, she definitely gets me out on social media. Her name is Danae Green. We have a lot of people on the team, and there are more people joining the team and growing. So this team is getting bigger. And this is my baby. So they do say it takes a village to raise a child, and this is my child. So and I do have a village to help raise it. And the people who make all my clothing, because I have a clothing line as well, my Magic Man clothing line. Her name is Brandy from Forever Memories in Manchester, New Hampshire. If you're ever in the Mall of New Hampshire, their store is right near Dick's Sporting Goods. And they make custom stuff. They've made custom suits for me, my own Magic Man suits, my own poker chips, playing cards. They do it all.
Nice. Look at you. So you talk about somebody who got a plan, who is determined. That is you. So definitely, I want to take a second and just welcome you again and tell you it was an honor having you on the air with us. Rich Money wasn't able to be here this evening, but don't worry, your next interview, he will definitely be in the building. He's attending a funeral tonight, so I definitely, you know, took over it solo tonight. But I hope that you had a wonderful interview. I had a wonderful interview. I enjoyed myself. I am definitely a fan. I've learned so much about you and about your magic. And just your talent alone, I've learned so much in the half hour, 45 minutes that we've been talking, and it was wonderful. And I commend you, and we are definitely a fan, going to follow you on your social media page and definitely work on and see what we can do here at GQ Palace to help you, especially bring you more to New York, you know, a little bit, to just be able to get some, a little bit more exposure out here to help, as I'm sure you travel the world and you get to do all the things you want to do. We definitely want you to be able to come to New York and, you know, show your talent here, you know, make these people believers here, because I'm definitely a believer, and I thank you. With that being said, guys, it was a wonderful show. Deshaun, is there anything else that you want to cover before we end the show?
I just want to say it was an honor, and thank you so much for having me on the show. And I hope to actually do go out into New York maybe before next month, because next month I'm going to be going out into Hollywood. It's my first time ever going to California, and I'm going to be trying to network out there as well.
Yes. I'm excited. You have to keep in touch.
I'm
so excited. I can't wait to talk to Rich Money. I can't wait to talk to him. He definitely, you know, he's at the funeral, but this right here, this is a good interview. I'm so excited. I'm super excited. I'm happy, overjoyed, and it's been great. And we look forward to talking to you soon. Any updates that you have, whenever you want to come back on, you're always welcome to come back on. Here at GQ Palace, we do have a Wednesday show also, so you can come on the Wednesday show as well. Whatever your schedule allows, you're more than welcome. So with that being said,
thank you so much,
ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome. Have a blessed and safe weekend, and we look forward to hanging out with you guys next week. And we have interviewed Deshaun the Magic Man, guys. Have a blessed and safe weekend. God bless you.
Side drive, seen that little Jeep, thought I seen you from behind. put up on the side, wasn't you in the window? You still on my mind, clear to see, plain and simple. And I started thinking about the way it used to be. I was on the phone, we got caught history. With each other for so long, it gets to me. I'm reminded by the signs that we just aren't meant to be. Tell me it's over without saying it's over. Tell me it's over without saying it's over. Cause I can't take no more. Tell me it's over without saying it's over. Tell me it's over without saying it's over. Tell me. Late night flights and late night fights. The mall ain't no price, your love was priceless. I know I f***ed up, you called me lying too many times before. Me back, I didn't want. I was convinced you was getting me the in hit by another. Yeah, I was sick, I'm a player, but I gotta admit. Yeah, you hurt me, but I know it ain't as bad as I hurt you.
Tell me it's over without saying it's over. Tell me it's over without saying it's over.